Check. Check.
Check out my penis. Mm. Why don't you Pokemon suck on my pussy?
Pokemon fuck my ass.
Why don't? What we need to do is get people to Pokemon my husband not cheat on me.
I hope Bill Clinton.
When's the last time you think she saw Bill Clinton's penis?
He probably was like, "Can you take a look at this?"
It's just leaking like fucking the shit that's inside of a glow stick.
Yeah, dude.
She's like, "Have you been cheating again?" He's like, "Kinda."
Whoopsie.
Let's just agree to disagree.
It depends on what your definition of the word pussy is.
I was laughing the other day about the way people say guilty is charged, but to do it with like an actual crime.
Yeah.
You know, like the detective like being like, "Yeah, we found 34 gigs of child pornography on your computer." You're like, "Guilty as charged."
Well, boys, yeah. No reason to prolong the matter. You've got me red-handed.
Just in court. Six counts of sexual assault of a minor. How do you plead? Guilty as charged.
Okay, well, you'll be going to jail for life. Probably raped mercilessly the whole time you're in there.
Well, it takes one to know one. Yeah,
takes two to tango.
My client has a disease where he can only speak in idioms.
Mm-hmm. Glass house, that's another one of those.
Mm-hmm. That guy sounds like an asshole, but also a pretty cool guy at the
Does
same
a bear
time.
Shit in the woods?
That's Does a child one. Have sex with itself?
The bear shit in the
if
woods.
If a child gets fucked in the woods and no one hears him.
It's sort of a Buddhist
Did
thing.
He get fucked in the ass?
Confucius.
That's true. I don't know the answer to that.
And I think the answer, and then the other lawyer's like, "Yes, he does." And they're like, "Well, you got me there. I guess I'm, again, guilty as
that's
charged."
That's really all. That's all I had written down. So.
Yeah, that was my,
I think that's
that
my
was
time.
My defense.
I think that's my time.
That's my time. Thank you. Give it up for your host,
what
ladies
else,
and gentlemen.
The judge. What else is going on? Fuck, dude. I don't know.
I would also like to say before we really get cooking here, I would like to. I've had a lot of people on the road, a lot of people on the internet telling me.
What'd they say?
Adam was wrong about the breakfast sandwich.
Okay.
But I want to bury the hatchet once and for all. Mm-hmm. We are not enemies, me and Adam.
Speaking of burying the hatchet, RIP Gary, what's his name? Gary Shandling, who wrote Hatchet.
Wrote Hatchet?
I know he didn't. I can't remember the guy.
The guy that wrote
Gary
Hatchet
Gary
died?
Gary Paulson, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Gary Shandling died like 2 years ago.
I know. It wasn't Gary Shandling. It was Gary Paulson or Gary, I forget his name, but yeah, I mean, everybody reads those books.
Those are books for boys.
They're books for stupid boys, which
they're
is
They're books for the boys because it's like, oh, this one's about a weapon.
Nah, yeah, they're
you
like,
you know
please
what books
do
I read
homework.
As a boy?
What?
Super Fudge.
I used to read all the Fudges.
Dude, I can imagine stop being disappointed.
I was pissed off.
I used to read all the Fudges.
He's like, when do they invent the Fudge?
When do I get
I think I said this before, but I read all the Fudges. And then I checked out, "Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret." Yeah. Then my mom took me to the library to yell at them about me reading a period book.
Pussy.
Yeah.
My son is gay.
I don't want him to ever know what that is. I don't want him to ever find out. It's a secret. Yeah.
Gary Paulson. He died.
Gary Paul.
What the fuck?
He died. I saw the headline and I said, "Oh, so we're burying the hatchet. Guilty as charged."
That's good. That's really good stuff. Let me please finish my declaration.
Oh yeah, continue because I feel like
Adam, I would like to say, for a second I thought he made another crucial breakfast sandwich faux pas because he came in with a sandwich, and I thought, wow, he didn't even ask. Now
that was
but. He offered me the sandwich. It was a delicious bacon, egg, and cheese. And as far as I'm concerned, folks, any vitriol you have for my friend Adam...
It's squashed.
It's completely squashed, and you should forget about it.
It feels good to have my record expunged.
It's expunged. Yeah. It's like it never happened.
It's like I killed someone as a child, and then I turned 18.
Which, by the way, you know the... what was his name? He like ran Nike and he was
Jared
and then
Paulson.
He was the GM of the Blazers for a while.
Phil Knight?
No. Dude, this guy is a crazy story by Howard Beck of on Sports Illustrated. This guy, one of the most powerful NBA like you know, he created the Jordan brand with Jordan, and then he like went on to run the Blazers. He like killed a guy as a teenager, went to fucking jail for like 30 years, went to like business school in, or not 30 years, like a long time, went to college, went to like business school in jail, came out and like just was like a brilliant guy. Yeah. And he was hiding the fact that he had killed a guy forever. And he was like coming out publicly and telling everybody like, yeah.
But as a youth.
As a youth, as like a yeah. troubled kid. He was just like, you know, drunk as shit. He was like 14 or something. Just shot a guy from a rival gang. And then he just completely...
Oh, wow.
And now he's like dedicated his life to like, you know...
Cleaning up these streets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But in not in a Bill Cosby pull up your pants way. In a cool I invented Jordans. That is honestly...
Kids will listen to
kids
that.
Kids will respect a guy that invented Jordans and murdered somebody.
Yeah, that's why there's a little teardrop on every on every pair.
But no, that's fucking wild, dude. That guy just like...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I remember there was a guy on CNN that it came out that he killed someone.
Don Lemon?
No, it was Rick Sanchez. Do you remember that guy, Rick? Was it Rick Sanchez?
Larry Miller is the guy.
Or is Rick Sanchez the guy from Rick and Morty?
You're thinking Rick and Morty.
I would love to have a show on Fox.
Something Sanchez.
Where my goal is to be even more... trolly and derisive than Tucker Carlson, and just every night being like, breaking news, Don Lemon is a homosexual. Research indicates that Don Lemon is kissing and holding hands with God. It's just a picture of him up on the back.
A picture of Don Lemon on vacation.
He's holding hands with guys and kissing them, calling them boyfriend and sweetie, sometimes lining his asshole up with theirs and making his asshole kiss.
With theirs?
With theirs. With
oh, them. With theirs.
Sort of an asshole. Asshole.
I thought
asshole.
It was like his asshole was putting
yeah,
on
his
airs.
Asshole had airs and graces.
Yeah.
He had a fancy asshole.
He probably does.
You know what? And it would work because it would... it's indefensible.
Right.
And then, but then also it probably bothers CNN also.
That's true.
So you kind of cast a wide net.
Mm-hmm. The best of both worlds.
You kind of just you make things worse for everybody.
Well,
which is what you
CNN
should be
already
for.
Did that because yeah. they start or AT&T their parent company started OAN, which is the
oh,
even
really?
More to, yeah the even
they
more
that's
Fox
so
news.
Fucking
dude, yeah, OAN
it's
is
the same company.
That's OAN is
so
it's the
same
fucking company. The only thing I've ever seen on ONN is that clip of that guy that looks like he's like a fucking manager of like the used car division.
That guy rocks. That guy have you seen his Twitter?
Don't you dare come on my fucking show
yeah,
and say
guy.
Donald Trump is responsible for anything.
have you seen his Twitter?
And what's his name? His name's like
he's
fucking,
the screamy
like,
guy.
Glunt Slave Law.
Dude, I gotta find his Twitter. It's crazy.
Yeah, he has some like one of those weird like Texas Teutonic names.
That's awesome.
It just yeah, it's like leaf boop owner. And, yeah,
I have not seen much of. Oh, I see.
The clips, I just see the clips.
The clips look like a Twitch stream. Like the fucking the like production value is pretty bad on that.
It's pretty low
network.
But it's the same. I guess it's the same company as CNN.
That's awesome.
So they're really trying to cover all their bases.
Yeah.
So Don Lemon is a colleague of theirs.
Mm-hmm. What's the guy?
God, I wish I fucking remember his name. Someone showed me his Twitter the other day. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's like, because
yeah, he
everything
guy,
he writes is in that tone,
yeah,
but like,
he had some, like,
it could
veteran,
be like
he had some veteran on who was like complaining about, I don't know, like doing some like both sidesy thing. It was like a pretty like moderate take.
Yeah. Oh, about Afghanistan. I saw
yeah,
that
about one. Afghanistan, and he's fucking. He's like, how dare you? He's like screaming at the guy for blaming literally anything on Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And he's like, also thank you for your service because
yeah, of course. he's stuck in a.
Thank you for your service. Fuck you.
Thank you for your service. You're fucking. You're gay.
Yeah. Coming up, the guilty as charged guy.
He's got a show now.
Yeah. They're saying looking at child pornography is wrong. Guilty as charged, folks.
We're sorry. Are you the one looking at it, or are you just kind of dealing with it as a societal issue?
Well, I'll say this. Guilty as charged.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry. This guy's not on ON. He's on Newsmax. Who
what
I
the
don't
fuck
know.
Is Newsmax?
They're the same thing.
It's like
they?
The same... I think it's the same thing.
It's maximum news.
Oh, that
makes
sense.
It's as much news as you can possibly get.
It's the news.
That is an awesome name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Grant Shitfield.
Grant
Shitfield.
No, no, Stinchfeld.
Yeah, yeah, that's
Grant
Stinchfeld.
Stinchfeld.
Yeah, it's like a fucking evil substitute
that's
teacher
so
name.
Awesome.
Grant Stinchfeld.
I'm Mrs. Stinchfeld, and there will be no recess today. I'm taking away recess until you suck the president's dick.
Yeah, it's like from a kid's book about a bad teacher.
I'm Mrs. Stinchfield, and if you blame Afghanistan on Mr. Trump, I'll show you my rotten old Halloween pussy.
Ew, dude.
My ode, it's made out of fingernails and cobwebs.
Oh, man, an evil old lady's pussy is probably so heinous.
My gross old cobweb fingernail and the adhesive you find on the bottom of the couch.
The lips are probably browning at the edges.
You know when you touch a part of furniture you're not supposed to touch and there's a weird smell? Some old upholstery chemicals.
It probably looks like if you put like lunch meat in the fridge without a wrapper on, how it just kind of dries out. You know that shit?
Now, moving on.
That's probably what her pussy looks like.
A retrospective on Gary Paulson's life. By me, Glenn Stinchfield.
Yeah, Stinchfield sounds like evil Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this show's just called Stinchfield.
Yeah,
because you died probably
Stinchfield.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy. Rocks.
This kid was probably. This guy was probably like as a kid. They were like, "Hey, stink fag."
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah.
And he got pissed.
And he got pissed, and he was like, "I'm gonna lift weights and love the Constitution."
Loving the Constitution is truly one of the gayest things you can do.
Yeah. Actually, I'm probably wrong. This guy's probably a rich family and a yacht. And lived a nice
Stinchfield
life.
Stinchfield 1776.
Yeah, that's a great.
Dude, they love,
fucking
they,
loser.
They love 1776 because just knowing the exact year of something, it, like there's some implication that they have an understanding of history.
Oh, man. Everyone at the tea party was fucking gay.
Yeah.
All that good-ass tea.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much fucking sweet tea they just fucking wasted?
They threw it in the harbor.
You think they threw scones in there with the tea?
That would have been a real party. Because
that would have pissed me off.
Not if, food.
If they also threw, if they threw like some little cookie dip into some tea. By the way, here's a move I've been doing on all these Delta flights. Thank you to everybody who's coming out to see me on the road.
Here's the thing: if they're gonna mandate the vaccines on the airlines, then they also need to mandate the fucking Stroop waffles that Delta only has on select flights.
Exactly. Oh, that would be great.
If they,
but
go ahead. Vaccines mandatory. You're bringing
Stroop waffles
fucking
are
Mrs.
Everywhere.
Fields cookies.
Yep.
The
And finally, Nick, we have some middle ground on the issue.
We've had plenty of middle ground on the airlines.
That's true.
Delta is a great airline.
Delta's the best.
JetBlue is the best. This is JetBlue.
They don't
podcast.
Fly. They don't know it's a Delta podcast.
This is JetBlue.
This is Delta podcast. Please,
they're both
please
great.
Give me gold medallion. I'm so close to gold medallion.
I took Southwest the other day. It was like a fucking megabus.
Yeah, it's like
they don't have seats.
Megabus in the sky. You have to fight for your seat.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No, here's a great move though. The Biscoff dipped into some tea.
Oh my god, I love those cookies.
Now,
over
now
time,
you and Mrs. Stinchfield have something in common.
Over time, the novelty of the Biscoff fades, and you see its faults. It's like a marriage, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's at first you're like, wow.
It can't be great forever.
It's she's so hot. But eventually you realize, you know. And then she sees you. She gets annoyed at you, all this kind of stuff. Now, it's a little dry. It's once you put a little fucking hot tea in that bitch,
America,
it's awesome.
I just want to cue that up.
Yeah, so that's
I do it with a coffee because I'm a little bit more of a, you know,
me and Adam
man about town business.
Me and Adam are more continental than you Southern European.
What are you talking about?
We're British.
Tea is so much. Then you would be drinking
tea with milk.
Coffee with
British
coffee.
People don't
British
even know
people,
what coffee is.
They drink
they
coffee
drink
and cigars.
They've never had coffee in their
fucking
lives.
They dip their cigar in coffee.
That's why they have coffee every 2 hours because they have to
what
get
do you
the same
in
caffeine.
That top hat? They got a fucking. They got a French
my
press.
My cock.
Yeah.
They carry
a
picture
nice
of my cock in every single one of their fucking top hats.
Top hats are really fun. That was like a period in history where they're like, well, we don't know what. Oh, the cat just took your bacon, egg, and cheese.
I ate it already.
All right. Well, she needs to be hit so she doesn't.
Where'd she go?
I don't know. Hold on.
Discipline your animal. Discipline your animal, Nicholas. That's the cat. What are you looking at? Do British people eat coffee for real? Do they drink coffee?
No, they drink tea.
But do they ever?
That's why they... Well, I mean, sometimes probably, but they... I don't know. That's why they fucked India's ass, is because they love tea so much.
When did they start loving tea? It's not that good.
Well, they drank pea forever.
Yeah, and they started with pea.
And they're like, it's like pea, but it starts with a tea.
Dude, I'm going to look this up. When was the first cup of tea drank in England?
That's a good Google.
I can't taste the difference between coffee and tea, to be honest with you.
That's really?
That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
Your tongue is so scalded.
Yeah, from years of not being patient enough with pizza. I'm still doing that.
Yeah, me too.
At fucking 33, there's just bubbles all over the roof of my mouth, and people are like, are you? I'm like, no.
It's bleeding.
Nothing.
Okay, so the 16th, they were having coffee apparently before tea. What the hell? Mm-hmm. It first arrived in Britain in the 1650s.
Really?
When it was served as a novelty in London's coffee houses.
Yeah. Wow.
What the fucking hell?
Wow. Nick by a nose.
Mm-hmm. Well, Adam by a nose. Adam lying.
Me by a nose.
Adam lying nose.
Lion nose.
This is a serious crisis. We have a shortage of real men in this nation. Too many Stitchfield. Men lack the courage to stand up and protect.
I want to go on his show and challenge him to a dick measuring contest. I'm like, we'll see who
was around them. My good buddy always points out the definition of a man is someone who makes everyone around them just a little bit safer. So look what happened on a Philadelphia back.
What we need is guys around me holding my hands, caressing the back of my neck, and kissing me softly.
My dad always made me feel safe.
Joe Biden is not that man.
Joe Biden, you can't even see his dick print.
We need strong daddies, preferably.
Strong dom daddies to keep us safe and tell us what to do at all times.
Welcome to Stinchfield's hole. Protect my hole. Protect this hole, Mr. President.
Train over the weekend. A deranged sexual predator raped a woman while passengers stood by and watched.
Yeah, that sounds like that guy is an alpha male.
Yeah, if by your
guy, we have a real man. It's a guy willing to rape a woman in broad daylight on a train.
And no one says anything.
And look around the train and say, do something.
He's like, I'm keeping you all safe. This is my reward.
Go ahead.
I get pussy for keeping everyone safe.
There's a lot of people, in my opinion, that should have intervened. Somebody should have done something. It speaks to where we are in society. I mean, who would allow something like that to take place? So it's troubling.
Where was
it's
the rape?
It's troubling to say the least.
Philly,
police aren't releasing the surveillance video that captured not just the attack, but witnesses standing by and watching. The assault went on for 8 minutes, leaving the victim unconscious.
That way? 8 minutes. It sounds like his fucking. His
the guy,
fucking
the rapist got his phone out and put on Rapper's Delight while doing it. He pulled down his pants, which were already at his knees, and he put on the song, Rapper, I don't want to say the name here.
If you catch my drift.
Yeah.
If you're reading between the lines.
Yeah. Rapper's Delight, a popular rape song among a certain community that shall not be named. I'm going to read
I love
some
that news story is basically like, if I was there, I would have fucked the guy up.
Yeah. They're calling it the 9/11 of that woman's pussy.
Yeah.
I want you to listen to some of the lyrics of the music they're playing in children's schools. I said a hip-hop, the hippie, to the hip-hop, you don't stop the rock. To the bang bang boogie, bang bang like a gun. Say jump the boogie, like jumping off a bridge. Kill yourself to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. This is what they want your children listening to. What you hear is not a test. Test bad, school bad, homework bad. I'm rapping to the beat, and me the groove. Which groove? A woman's pussy, the groove in her pants. He wants to hold a knife to her pussy groove.
It's despicable, folks.
This song sucks so much.
Yeah, I mean, they suck
bad.
Isn't it, like, documented that they were just some fucking losers from Jersey?
Yeah. But check it out. I'm the C-A-S-A-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever looked at the lyrics of Rapper's Delight. You just sort of let it wash over
you.
Yeah,
of course. You just go, a hip hop. Mm-hmm. Did the boogity bee, and then you don't know the rest of it.
Check it out. I'm the CASAN, the OVA, and the rest. I'm the Casanova Fly.
Casanova Fly.
Oh, nice.
That's me.
I'm an island boy.
I'm the Casanova Fly.
You know what the island boy's name is? It's
Isn't that those two weird twins?
Yeah, one of them's name is Cody, and his name is Cody Yak, like a cocaine.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna get a fly girl, that? Gonna get some spank, and drive off in a deaf OJ. What is an OJ?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you, Chief. What's some spank? Is that pussy? Is that butthole?
Yeah, I'm
just
trying to
getting
find
spanked, getting.
I'm trying to find it in here for Stinchfield reading these lyrics and getting upset, but I don't.
Yeah, it's Fly Soldier and Kodiak Red.
The coffee isn't working yet. I can't find the right thing to be outraged.
Stinchfield,
Stinchfield's hole.
Damn.
They all just want Joe Biden to go to the border so bad because of that picture of AOC crying at the border.
Right.
They're like, go cry now. Why don't you go now and do crying? It's like,
yeah, and they're pissed that, which is, I think, a really pimp move, is Biden made Kamala in charge of the border because he's like,
smart.
You fucking handle it.
Nice. Yeah.
Go ahead and handle it.
It's back in the day, they called that a black bitch problem. Back in Scranton. We worked in a paper factory. There'll be something that goes wrong. And
somebody shits on the floor.
Look, you know when the fellas had to handle a problem. Sometimes there'd be no toilet paper. Somebody take a dump on the floor, and you say that's a black bitch problem. Unless the guy that came through says, "Slick, I'm gonna clean up myself." Yeah, just go ahead and send a black bitch.
Did you see him do that speech and he was like holding on to nothing? Like he was like skiing?
Yeah, and then watching like people awesome, have dude. To pretend that he's not like just fucking.
He is completely
just gone.
Enfeebled.
Yeah.
he is like a step above my grandma who just fucking hangs out, watches Greek cooking shows on YouTube all day.
Yeah.
You know Joe just wants to watch YouTubes of like fucking classic cars driving.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah, Jay Leno's garage.
The problem, and you know what'd be wild, and I mean I hope it doesn't happen because it'd be a fucking nightmare. But if we did have like, you know, hyperinflation or whatever, just prices go up like 50% overnight.
Yeah.
People are dying in the streets.
Yeah.
Like the infrastructure that would provide like, you know, news media would still exist. And they would just let fucking Biden be like, it's actually good that it's happening. And then, you know, you would have to cut back to fucking Don Lemon or Anderson Cooper being like, well, there you have it. It's actually good.
It's good.
It's good that it happened.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. President. It would just have to.
Yeah, dude, if a
zero commentary. Yeah.
We've just been fucked for, what is it? Six years in a row if like any kind of crisis happens. And they're going to keep happening.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no way they're not.
Mm. Well, it's funny because it's, like, I don't know shit about economics. But so the argument is that it's not, like, printing money that caused inflation. It's supply chain issues caused by the pandemic, right? So it's like the pandemic fucked up supply chain. So now that the demand has returned, there's not enough supply. And that's what drives up the price. Mm. But it's like, it's also... How is that like, oh, no, it's good. It's just that our fucking infrastructure is so incredibly feeble that everything is fucked in the ass.
Right.
So it's not the printing money. It's that everything else is
Which
fucking broken.
Which seems worse. Yeah. I don't fucking know. I don't even know what the fucking supply chain is. Basically, we're not going to be able to get some shit.
Here, let me put it in terms you can understand. Imagine a nerd's rope.
I'm listening.
And the gummy part in the middle.
Okay.
Is... You know, that's black people trying to feed their kids.
Okay.
And the individual nerds are, you know, shit like food, gasoline, stuff like that. And now when the rope is in its natural state, it's fine. There's nerds where you can access any part of it. You can suck on any part of those and pull some nerds rope out.
Yep.
But imagine you've stretched the supply chain thin. Now you have a limited amount of nerds per area on the underlying, you know, demand. And so plucking off, you go to this area.
It's harder. Other people are trying to suck the nerds at the same time.
Yeah. And then
you
that
might
creates
touch tongues with another fat
and
guy.
And you're gay. But, well,
and then you turn gay.
Sure, that's fine. That analogy works for me. Class show. Ew. Your essays will be due.
Ew, I don't want to touch tongues with another fat guy. Mm-hmm. Unless he's really cute. But what are the odds?
Like a Lady and the Tramp situation.
What are the odds? I'm the cutest fat guy.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a fat guy cuter than me. And now I'm kissing with some guy uglier than me and he's fat. No, thanks.
Oh, no way.
No, thanks.
Yeah, no fat guys.
Yeah. But, fat chicks welcome. No fat, fat bros.
No fat guys.
Fuck. Yeah.
Damn. You know what I did? I went to the movies last night. I got some peanut M&Ms.
Classic move.
And then I ended up not eating them, and then I gave them to the cab driver on the way home.
Wow.
Wow. As a tip.
I'm hoping. Yeah, I'm a New York philanthropist now.
I got to say, I had peanut M&Ms also at the movies on Friday night, and I feel like peanut M&Ms fell off a little bit.
Wow.
Shut the
I feel like
up.
They fell off
wow.
a little bit.
Wow, scorching hot take.
First of all, as if you were even ever a peanut M&M's.
No, that was wow. that was my favorite.
The audacity.
No, chocolate and peanuts.
To show up and pretend like, oh, this thing I was never a part
this
of.
This thing I was never
passionate
about. How many
about.
Times a year do you think you would have peanut M&M's, Adam?
During my peak?
Sure.
As a kid, all the time. That was my snack at the movies.
Okay, as a
I'd
kid.
Get peanut
let's
M&Ms.
Say starting at 19, at 20 and up.
As an adult, as a grown up,
mm-hmm.
less so.
Well, let's ballpark.
I'm down to like once a month at this
once
point.
Once a month, okay. Yeah. Nick, what would you say your peanut M&M consumption?
What now in my life?
Yeah,
almost never.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a treat.
It's all about your youth for you as well.
No, a year ago I was buying the barrel at fucking Costco. And I was having peanut M&Ms every day of my life. When I sat down to rewatch Master and Commander,
right. Right. Mm-hmm. You know. I remember that.
You had a little peanut M&M party.
My Master and Commander face.
I want to see that movie, actually.
Dude, it's awesome.
It's badass.
Yeah.
Nice.
I had forgotten about it. I forget who mentioned it. And I was like, fuck, I gotta rewatch that. I think it was Sean McCarthy.
A bunch of people were tweeting about it a couple months ago. There was like a people were rewatching it.
Yeah.
I hadn't even heard of that movie.
We got to buy a TV before we go upstairs.
We don't have to buy a TV, dude.
I'm going to buy a TV.
So we can watch Master
Gary
and Commander.
Paulson
so.
Books.
We're not going to read books
I will,
together. We got to get high and watch
I
movies.
I will yeah. perform Master and Commander.
That I would
You're
like to
You're
allowed
to do that.
That I would actually love to
That'd
see.
That would be great.
The one-man show version of Master
What's the
and
joke?
I insist on doing all the surgery on Adam.
What's the joke that he tells when they're at the dinner in Master and Commander?
Dude, don't fucking ruin it
he
for
crushes.
Me.
He crushes.
Do not spoil Master and Commander for All me, right. dude.
We'll
I just
it.
Said I
we'll
wanted
watch
to fucking
it. We'll watch it.
And you're over here trying to give away key fucking details?
There's a, yeah, he tells a joke at a dinner. I remember.
Shut up, dude.
Really
don't even
murders.
Fucking, dude, yeah. do not tell me what the joke is.
Yeah, don't worry. Adam's subconscious will make sure that he steals it later.
Yeah, he'll do it tonight.
I'll do it on tonight at Funny Moms. Yeah. What else is up?
Dark Chocolate.
Dark Chocolate. Alec Baldwin's in the news.
Oh, man. That man straight up killed a woman. Mm-hmm. I hope he goes to jail. Mm-hmm. Right? Is he going to go
no,
to jail?
No, he
just
can't.
Just imagining him on set being like, hey, I'm on Fifth Avenue. I can do whatever
yeah,
I want.
Yeah,
I'm on Fifth Avenue.
A Trump impression.
Look at that. What is that, a lady there? Oh, look, I just killed her. Hey, you're really selling it.
It
oh,
was
my
a
God.
Character.
Yeah.
He's if it was in character, Donald Trump should actually, he's actually
Donald
liable.
Trump should be in jail.
If Alec Baldwin did it in character, we have to arrest Donald Trump.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We forced Donald Trump to do it.
Because he's such a good impressionist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's the spirit of Donald Trump taking over
Alec
his body.
Baldwin ashamed to have done something that Donald Trump would have done. I'm personally disgusted because this is the kind of thing. This is exactly the kind of thing he would do to shoot a woman, and I don't want to be associated with that.
Was it an accident or did he like?
I think it was between takes. I think he was making a joke too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he was fucking around with
I think
a
he
prop
was making
gun
a joke.
And he killed a woman,
he was making a joke. He's
like
isn't
you
that manslaughter?
Another Boom. Isn't that literally manslaughter?
Also, the male director got shot right behind her.
How did
like,
how
he,
did,
like he was looking
it
over
through,
her
it
shoulder?
Went through her brain into the guy.
Did it go through her head and it hit him in the shoulder?
I have no idea. Cause
I don't
you
know.
Would think that he fired two shots.
I don't know, man, but no, that no. is fucking wild.
It's yeah. crazy. Yeah, I just missed it at first because every bit of news my girlfriend wants to tell me is someone dying.
Mm-hmm.
Like the girlfriend, like I wasn't listening to her about Gabby Petito for about 3 weeks.
It would be funny if every prominent...
Wait, what happened to Gabby, like, the prominent guy from Gabby Petito? He's dead?
He's dead. He got eaten by alligators.
He got eaten really? By alligators. Yeah. That's why he's so good at hiding.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but that had... Do you think he, like, died? You think somebody killed him? Or you think he just fucking killed himself? Or
he probably killed himself. He just wanted to be with Gabby. I mean, they were in love with each other.
Yeah. Okay. Their love is eternal.
It's he did kill her, right?
Here's the thing. Yeah. 500 years ago, that would be the most beautiful story in the world.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't think of anything more romantic.
It would have been romantic because it's like, you know, killing your girlfriend probably was like pretty commonplace back then.
Yeah.
You get a little out of control, and then it's like for a guy to kill himself.
Love is supposed to be passionate and to be so neutered by aesthetics that you have a relationship with somebody and then it immediately has to exist. In the cruel irony of living an off-the-grid life that's entirely documented on social media.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can never access the real human emotion of passionate love
until
the very moment where he rattles the life out of her body.
It slips between his fingers.
And then he knows. And then he, once she's gone, he knows that he did actually feel something.
Right.
He's filled with not only guilt but this sense of loss.
Yeah.
And then he gets to begin the real journey as a survivalist, which is what they wanted together. He carries her memory with her into the true forest, which is the Carlton Banks Reserve in
where the
Orlando, California,
are.
Which I think is just actually a part of the Disneyland parking lot.
Yeah, he died at the Safari Kingdom.
Yeah, he dies behind the generator in Disney World, being eaten by raccoons after they smell the Cliff Bar on his breath while he's asleep.
Damn.
All right, Pete.
Or do you think somebody killed him?
Romeo and Juliet.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You think someone killed Laundry?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody killed Laundry fed him to the crocodiles.
I don't think so. Actually, Steve, that is a big L for bald.
Which yeah, I don't know why you asked your tongue.
Yeah, he was part
me.
Of the community, Steve. Yeah.
What
you,
community?
You, Tommy from Martin.
I don't know what you're talking about. None of those guys have long
the
hair.
The bald.
None of me. Okay, first of all, me, Brian Laundry, and Tommy from Martin.
Yeah. That's a crew, dude. That's a good. Those are the boys.
Yeah, coming to the stage.
I
the
have
ball.
Nothing in common. Well, we're an improv troupe. I have nothing in common with those guys.
The original bald.
I have long
comedy.
Hair. I have long hair. Did
That's
Tommy
true.
Have
you
hair?
Always make me answer for Jewish people's crimes. Every time a Jew does something horrific...
I never make you do anything.
You put me on the stand.
I never make you do
I'm
anything.
I'm not in Israel. I'm not doing that crap.
First of all, we know...
We
did,
never
did
put
you or did you not force a sex-trafficked woman to perform oral sex on you in Israel?
No, I did not force.
Damn, well, he's bringing out the big guns right away. The worst thing you did in Israel. No. I was going to say an
when
ambulance
I was 19,
driver.
I saw
he didn't
sex,
force... All right.
I saw a sex worker...
Yeah, you. I
briefly. I briefly saw her because
you busted
it took not a lot of sucks. I briefly saw her, and we had a torrid.
No,
affair.
That was the best thing you did in Israel. Just going to the regular classes or whatever they make you go to.
Yeah,
that was the
taking
worst part.
Hebrew
taking
class.
Defensive driving in Israel.
Yeah. Yeah, I took Krav Maga driving.
Mm-hmm. It just has a turret, and if you see a Palestinian child, you're supposed to fucking.
Mm-hmm.
That's the defense.
Krav Maga is like fighting with no rules. Is that like their...
It's like scratching and screaming and spitting.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
threatening
it's yelling
rage.
Threatening to call your lawyer.
A lot of hissing. And
yeah. A man hissing might be the fucking gayest
we,
thing
yeah,
of all
we
time.
Make a new fight style. Is you say rape if someone... You scratch the Palestinian. You scratch the Palestinian. You say he's raping you. It doesn't matter.
You say
if
you
he's
are
a girl, 8 years
belt.
Old.
Just a black belt on a little karate outfit.
I remember there's a J-Lo movie called Enough, where she had enough of her boyfriend abusing her, so she learned Krav Maga.
Oh, she learned Krav Maga in
that. Yeah, in that movie.
Isn't there George Clooney in that?
No, that's Out of Sight.
Out of Sight.
Yeah, that's got a really hot sex scene in a bathtub.
Do you see her tits?
I think you do see J-Lo's tits. And you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. Perfect ass.
Wow, dude, really?
Yeah, I'm going to put myself out there and say it.
I will say her ass probably got overrated at a certain point because she was like the celebrity stand-in.
She insured her ass for $1 million.
What was the movie called so I can do some quick Googling?
Out of Sight. It's less pornographic than pure sexy. It's a very sexy scene.
I just want to see your breasts.
Out of Sight is also a very good movie too. Steven Soderbergh.
You don't really see her tits.
Do you not see her tits? She's in a bathtub, and he's fully clothed, and he gets in the bathtub with her.
Oh, it's a CF. What is it? It would be a nude female clothed man. You ever jack off to clothed female nude man pornos? You ever
clothed
see those?
Female nude man?
CFNN.
That's my default. Yeah, that's one of my default searches.
Honestly, I do. It is not bad to get sucked off by a fully clothed woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have no problem with that.
Yeah. It's got to be a uniform.
No, even just regular clothes.
Like a flight attendant or
flight attendant. That's all. That takes to the next level. Mm-hmm. But I think regular clothes is nice too.
McDonald's
uniform. She's got Down syndrome. She's got a mop.
Ooh, I love a lady in uniform.
Well, okay, Crystal, you got to clean the whole bathroom. It's not just the toilets, but also what makes the stuff that goes in the toilets. I have a job.
That's right, Crystal.
I have a job.
Okay, for this part, you have to use your mouth.
Oh my god, they feel so good. It feels so good.
Who was the guy giving directions?
It makes me feel.
The manager is making the retarded girl suck a Mexican guy's dick.
It feels like Karl Marx on my penis.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice evolution of the character.
that's giving that character too much credit.
That's how he talks these days. He's leaning into it. 6 years ago, he was like, hey, how you doing?
I'm Ryan Chutt.
He was Brendan Fraser until 2 years ago. And now he discovered his natural timber.
What was I going to say?
Yeah. Did people post that picture of Brendan Fraser all the time now?
Which one?
Well, him, like, currently.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a chubby guy.
Because he's fat.
Yeah, well, he looks like Patton Oswalt now.
He does kind of look like Patton Oswalt. Mm. But
he looks happy, dude.
That's the thing. The point is to be hot for a second.
Yeah.
And then always remember that. Get a bunch of crazy pussy while you're that hot. And then come over to our side, man. It's fucking nice over here.
Kill some mummies.
Yeah. It's fun to. You're happy. You're content.
I imagine myself gaining 200 pounds and having a lunch of champions with me, Brendan Fraser, and Haley Joel Osment.
The fellas. Mm-hmm.
Haley Joel is pretty funny. Yeah. You know he's. But that's the thing, dude. He's definitely getting a nonstop stream of pussy just because he's Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
Even though he's like, you know, weird looking, and his face stayed the size of a child's face.
Yeah.
But it's surrounded by a fat man.
Does he have like a developmental?
No,
he doesn't have like a little Gary
eyes.
Coleman.
I think he just has little eyes.
He just looks boyish still. Mm. Yeah, I guess a lot of child actors kind of have that.
Yeah, because they peak as fucking babies. Mm.
They get frozen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My friend.
You know what? Should I get an icy machine for in here?
Fuck yes.
Speaking of,
so you should get. My friend got one from the. It was made by the Margaritaville Corporation.
I don't
want
to do it anymore. If you're
Sawyer's got a Margaritaville.
So it's not an icy machine. Just to be clear.
No, but you can make alcoholic
just
or non-alcoholic.
To be clear.
He wants an icy drinks. Brand with the little
with
fucking
the bear.
With the bear, yeah.
With the snowboarding
cool.
bear.
Yeah,
that bear is pretty cool.
God, dude, the times you got to have your mom let you have an icy at the movies.
You're being real good.
I'll tell you, I probably only had two icies in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah. I just loved the way they looked.
The look is great.
Yeah.
I didn't like the straw that had a spoon on the end.
I love that part.
I just, you can use a regular straw. You don't need that spoon. And also, it's a tiny spoon.
You don't even see the spoon. Dude. You don't even. It goes in the cup.
It's part of the cup.
Why are you trying
it's
to throw
probably
salt?
Some kind of engineering.
Because when you're at the bottom of the ice,
there's probably a fucking reason for it.
The spoon is fucking with you
the
getting
thing,
all the bottom
the thing
parts.
You
then you drink it. You hold it up and you fucking drink it.
You're a negative Nancy. You're
a
naysayer.
You gotta take the thing off. You're getting stuff sticky.
You're a naysayer. You're a pessimist. The only thing that you ever gas up is yourself.
Wow.
Everything is constantly like, you know, I think I look pretty handsome today. It's a shame that there's a spoon
say
on the end of my icy straw. That's exactly.
I think I always assumed it was some kind of engineering feat to make it easier to suck down the fucking icy.
That's exactly what it is.
I don't think it's a spoon.
Oh, I thought
I think
that
it's
a
way
spoon.
For you to get more icy in your
I
fucking mouth.
I thought that it's a miniature spoon that you could use with a straw if it's too frozen or something.
Why would no? What the fuck?
That's where my brain was always.
Well, it was wrong.
I guess I just had a fantastical mind.
You know what I kind of want to do is take a couple of Percocets and reread the Mouse series of comic books.
Yeah. Just get back in the Holocaust.
They were great, dude.
They were
they
good,
were really
but it's
good.
Depressing.
Yeah, I remember having
really
to read
sad.
Them for school.
Yeah.
And so when it's fall, I get like, you know, like maybe this is probably not your experience, but like there'd be like a trick in my mind every mm-hmm. year where I'm like, this is the year I'm not a fucking just like, you know, I don't fail everything.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to get my
I'm
shit
gonna
together.
I'm going to commit myself.
I'm going to do school this year. And I always have like a month where I'm like doing the homework and then, you know, that falls off.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, when fall rolls around, I'm like, I'm going to learn something.
Yeah.
And by learn now, I mean just read books I had to read as a literal child.
As a little baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been reading, but it's nice because I don't retain anything.
I don't retain anything.
It's just no, like a nice...
Nor do I.
And it's nice because you can read bigger... Book. You can read huge books as an adult because it's like your brain's not doing any work. It's like, yep, sure, whatever you say. Righto.
That
guilty
happens.
Is charged.
Yeah.
You know? You just cruise right through something.
Yeah, I'm reading that book about... how Charles Manson might have been like
in the CIA,
chaos, yeah.
And it's cool, but there's so many names. I was like, I'm not remembering.
There's a lot
those
of names
who.
In that book.
Jolly, did you I'm get the all the shit about Jolly? What's his name? Jolly West.
I don't think so. I'm still in like chapter 6.
That's where it gets really wild.
That book's cool.
Yeah,
Jolly is a great name.
Mm-hmm. He wrote. I didn't read his other book, Helter Skelter.
He didn't write Helter Skelter.
He didn't write that. No, you don't know what you're talking
about. Helter Skelter, and it sounds like you haven't even read this book.
You haven't read Chaos at all.
He talks about how Helter Skelter is bullshit.
Look at Adam.
Wait,
Adam is
what
panicked.
Is, what's,
he
no,
is
what's
panicked.
The other book?
He's absolutely
read
panicked.
Chaos what's the other
panicking.
Book you read?
Huh?
You
he didn't write any other book. He's been working on this
he's
book.
He's a journalist.
20. He was a magazine
yes.
writer.
Yeah.
You read the Wikipedia page. You just, oh man, I'm sorry for you.
You did get
don't,
caught.
Don't.
You're,
no.
You
you're
get caught on 4K.
Caught. I read that. I definitely read
you
that.
Did
you
not
did.
Read
you
it.
Absolutely.
Because you know what's
because
his name?
I've
Vic,
barely
what's
started
the name
reading
of the
it.
Lawyer that the guy that wrote
Bélugosi.
Bélugosi. Vic Bélugosi, who wrote Helter Skelter.
The whole
right,
point is
right,
how
right,
it's bullshit.
Now I remember.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You definitely don't remember now.
Yeah.
You've been caught in a lie red-handed.
Well, do I have the book in my show?
It's one of the most fundamental.
I didn't read
details of the book. Is how no. Helter Skelter's bullshit.
The only two things I remember from the book, yeah, is that Helter Skelter is like the definitive text.
No,
of
I
the Marilyn Manson or the I don't even remember.
Marilyn
I don't
Manson.
Even know Charles Manson's name.
Yeah,
I will continue to say Marilyn Manson forever. I don't have that detail, but I know that Bela Lugosi, the fucking Dracula,
yeah,
wrote,
yeah,
wrote
Bela
Helter
Lugosi.
Skelter, and he's like a weird asshole that threatens to sue the fucking
right.
author of. You know, whatever the Irish faggot that wrote this book is.
Yeah, I don't know the guy's name either.
Leo McGonagall.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. if you don't retain that detail.
O'Brien.
That's the
only thing
that's the drama
know.
Of the book.
That's
the book.
How it starts. That's right.
That's
no,
it's the
that's
central
the,
thing.
It's the main
yeah.
part of the book.
The whole book
Wait.
Is basically saying how is disproving Helter Skelter.
Okay, I'm going to say that I read that book.
It's funny too because it's such an inconsequential book. No one's going to be like, "Wow, you read Chaos?"
No, right. Everyone.
It's
read
a fucking
it.
Beach read. That
no,
takes
it's like,
a
bullshit little read.
I took
walk.
It to Costa Rica with me.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I did.
Oh, now you're gonna pull.
Now,
I was
yeah,
fucking
I
my
Costa
big titty
Rica.
Girlfriend the whole time, and
I didn't say that her titties
it.
Are big.
And you guys were just looking at pictures you creepily took of her on your phone, masturbating while I was in Costa Rica.
What? We were just talking about the book.
Yeah, it's true. That's what
you
guys were.
Now
you're
gonna
is something else going on, Nick?
Matt, no. You're fucking
Nick.
Playing Wind Waker, or what is it, Breath of the Wild? I don't even remember what I played. I played through Metroid Dread. I forgot I had pre-ordered that.
Do you go zero? Is there a zero suit option?
Yeah, when you die. That's what I love about Metroid is when the woman dies, she's punished by being stripped of her clothes.
That's awesome. How long do you see her?
Just for a split second, but enough for me to boost.
Yeah, that's definitely the kind of shit I would do as a little kid. Yeah. I had an emulator where it was like you played cards, and if you won, it was like strip poker.
Wait, hold on. What, you had an emulator where you play cards?
It was like a Japanese game, like an emulator that had a ton of games, like 1,000 games.
But it was like an SNES emulator.
It was just an arcade game.
Dude, I remember discovering emulators. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it was the best.
This is the most amazing
thing. It's the best, yeah.
Yeah. I remember I played, because I never had Super Nintendo, so I played Super Metroid on an emulator for the first time. Great. Have you ever played it?
Mm-mm.
So good.
Maybe I'll play it.
This shit was good, dude. Metroid Dread is fun. Yeah.
Well, I just want to see her tits.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we should get, why isn't there a Samus movie? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some bitch
because Lara Croft was, you know, they did Lara Croft. They didn't show, you don't get to see Angelina Jolie naked.
You see her tits from the, there's a side
think,
boob.
Sort of a bit of poetic justice, she got breast cancer. sort of a bit of the justice of poetry.
Of poets. Mm-hmm. Well, you do see the side of her tits. I jacked off to that a lot.
In Tomb Raider.
Speaking of things you jack off to, I had
you
on VHS.
You see her tits in that,
Gia?
Famously in that lesbian model movie, Gia.
Of course. We've all beat off to the still.
Gia, I'd love to have sex with that bitch.
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct.
And if Angelina Jolie is listening to this, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me saying it. Adam writes the show.
Yeah. If you're listening, Angelina, I don't apologize and come here and get this apology.
Yeah,
I would love to end this show and then somehow do like a long interview in like Details Magazine about how Adam wrote the show and I didn't want to say any of that shit. But, you know, that's show business.
Of course.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do? Apologize for being a millionaire?
I was a studio head.
Just a lot of black and white pictures of me smoking cigarettes in a Motel 6.
Details Magazine, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Highlights Magazine.
Another thing you've never
Your
read.
Your dicks are both details.
I read that at the dentist.
Your dicks are both details, and
as
my
a kid,
dick is kind of the whole
that's where I got all my news.
Story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, your dick is Goofus, and my dick is Gallant.
No chance, dude.
Goofus doesn't get hard at all.
No way.
Gallant gets hard.
First of all, Gallant.
Goofus is gay.
No. Gallant is definitely gay. He looks better.
Gallant is the gay guy that gets to have sex
with
anybody.
A Goofus. You're telling me Goofus doesn't sound like a big goofy dick?
No, it doesn't.
Like a big retarded cock?
Sounds like a small one with like ooze leaking out of it.
No, no. It sounds like a big unwieldy goofy ass dick.
How about this?
Like a
How about fuck you?
Fuck
about
you. Fuck you, chief.
Fuck you.
Nah.
That's that video
actually.
The guy's doing.
Yeah, the guy's going back and forth with the fingers.
Yeah,
awesome.
I love that, dude. That's peak alpha male, Mr. Stinchfield.
Why?
We have a crisis of no guys.
Yes, he has a tweet that says, never apologize for being who you are.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really?
A Lady Gaga-ass tweet.
Yeah.
Oh, by now, you have
by
probably
now.
Heard of
Why
the
does
term
he
critical
talk like that?
By now,
by
you
now,
probably
you
figured
probably.
Out that I have a bunch of cum
There's
in my
name. There's cum in cabin. I sound like Pee Wee Herman.
It may sound like I'm dying of COVID, but it's actually bust.
This idea that America is and always has been a racist nation born out of racist ideas.
When the reality is, that's what we want it to be.
That the CRT fanatics claim
CRT.
That the oppressors must be
Why
destroyed.
Why these motherfuckers
the
love critical race theory so much?
Because it's all controlled opposition. None of that shit's fucking real.
Yeah.
It's not real. They make up a fake thing, like Biden needs to go to the border. It's all
right,
fake.
Right, right, right. There's the thing of the this week or whatever.
Yeah. You got to reduce all politics to just... This childish nonsense.
Critical race theory. What about CBT? Cockball torture.
So we're being punished with this so that Bill Gates and Bill Clinton can go back to having sex with kids. Mm-hmm. We made the mistake of peeking into the Christmas presents too early by exposing Epstein.
Right.
And so now the public is being punished with a fake pandemic so that you know all these people can go back to raping children. And
that
is
true.
You're not going to have a fucking bank account. You're not going to have any privacy. They're going to take every single thing away.
Dude, I bet you March 2020, that was when they were all fucking kids.
Yeah.
You know, they all had their own little private. Then for that's sure. when you go to little island.
Dude, they were having a real beach party.
They definitely were.
Is that the accused oppressors are not really oppressors at all. We are job creators. White, we believe in God, and we cherish freedom. All things to the Marxists that make us evil.
This guy is
them,
awesome,
in the
dude.
Quest to destroy
He's
capitalism
just talking in
and
buzzwords.
Our society, the evil oppressors, even arrested, persecuted. And that's the message our own president sent today.
I've said it before, and all my colleagues here know it. Sorry. According to the United States intelligence community, domestic terrorism from white
group willing
and the homeland.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Yeah,
man,
yeah.
Fuck, I can't scrub. Right? That could have hit
China just
that.
Sent
that
a been missile good. Around the globe, saying. And yeah. this is what
I said it before, babe.
The reality yeah. is the so-called oppressed. Actually become the oppressors under critical race theory. They want anyone who speaks out this
just imagine. This is literally just imagine. Us being like, actually, you're gay. Yeah. It's like, no, your thing is gay.
Actually, it's the blacks
imagine
that are gay.
Imagine just a black lady that loves Greg Stinchfield, and yeah. she's just like, mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
Read your book,
Greg. Read your book.
That's right.
Tell him, Greg.
Who's consuming this? Whose favorite guy is Greg
Newsmax Stinchfield? Actually on TV or is it just online?
From social media.
Stinchfield.
And sadly, even put in jail. Joe Biden's government agrees. The deep staters inside it are aiding and abetting in the nonsense. You probably remember this 3 weeks ago. The National School Board Association sent a letter to the Biden administration begging for help from the FBI with the big scary mob of moms.
And this part is bullshit.
What?
That Merrick Garland's like, yeah, we're going to look into people protesting at PTA meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Merrick Garland, the fucking judge that they wouldn't let on the Supreme Court?
Yeah,
no, I think he's the guy that he owns all the Kent's Steakhouse dressings.
Seriously?
Yeah, he invented hollandaise sauce.
Wow.
That's what his name sounds like to me.
You guys can't see it, but I'm taking my hat off, mm-hmm. and I'm putting it over my heart, and I'm saluting to him.
Mm-hmm.
I had a
Adam's reading the Wikipedia page for chaos.
No. I'm reading about Grant Stetchfield.
Shut up. No, you're not.
Oh, he was on NRA TV before he went to Newsmax.
Hell yeah. Isn't that
and
what
he
that
once tweeted, let's send a note to North Korea that Sacramento changed its name to Guam. I don't get that.
Let's say he wants
Sacramento to get blown up. Yeah. Oh, because it's the capital of California.
Which it's like, I don't think people even in Sacramento would care.
Yeah, if they got bombed.
Sacramento sucks dick.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, nuke us. Who cares?
Yeah. Why'd they make it the capital?
That's how it is everywhere.
Yeah.
Dude, I was just in Madison. Awesome capital.
Nice capital.
Right, you don't have to suck Madison's.
Madison was great, dude.
You love it?
We all know you're trying to kiss the mayor of Madison. Mm-hmm.
He's a hot guy.
Is everyone there really into Billy Madison?
They all love Billy Madison.
That's
everywhere
great,
I
dude.
Went, they were like, Veronica Vaughn is so hot. Want to touch the hot. Dude, that'd be awesome. If you go to Madison, every girl looks like Veronica Vaughn.
Oh, my God. The hottest girl of all
dude,
time.
Dude, then I'm retiring.
The number
to
one hottest girl of all time.
And I did have some cheese curds that fucked my stomach up. They taste really good the second you bite into them, and then the cheese hardens in your mouth.
Dude, I had some.
You gotta get them
I
hot.
Had perfect hush puppies.
I did eat them hot. What the fuck do you think I had them
I
cold?
Mean, you gotta get them hot, but by the time.
No, it's. I'm saying it. They cool off in your mouth, and it fucks up.
Oh, in your mouth.
I had perfect hush puppies.
From where?
Just some bar. They just had.
Damn.
Yeah, hush puppies.
That's
but they're,
nice.
They're
That's
really
nice
good.
When you just stumble on the perfect fucking.
There was a bar
item.
In Austin that had the best fried okra I've ever had in my life.
Fuck
I can't
yeah.
Maybe it was Hole in the Wall. I can't remember where it was. But yeah, that was always a treat.
Mm.
Nice fried food.
I love
recollection
nice
to cruise out their last 10 minutes.
Let me
of the
think.
Podcast.
Let me think. What my favorite fried fucking shit that I had recently was. I do like a nice. You know what's awesome? It's like a fried zucchini blossom.
You know what might be a little bit too much flavor? Mm,
those are great.
Deep
my
fried,
balls.
Deep fried banana ring peppers. Banana peppers?
Where you get them
like
in some calamari.
Or like onion rings. But yeah, deep fried is.
Well, some place I know, I don't know which, somewhere, I don't remember where it was, threw some of those in with calamari, and it was nice every like fifth one to get it. But yeah, you're right. You can't just have a you can't have like a serving of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they are delicious as a little mix.
Jalapeno poppers.
Jalapeno poppers, those are good too.
I really can't eat jalapenos anymore. They fuck me up.
Crab rangoon.
Almost everything fucks
me up. That's true. Yeah. No, I mean, my stomach, I was fucked the whole day after I had those cheese curds.
Yeah.
I had to go. I went on a nice little bike ride. I went to the Old Brick Botanical Gardens.
In Madison.
In Madison, yeah. Wow. They have, dude, any city that has electric bikes, I feel at home, man. Mm. Yeah. You know I'm the electric bike bitch. I rode that bitch a little. I did a little 30-minute bike ride over to the fucking Botanical Gardens. Walked around, chatted with my little brother. It was nice. I had a nice little afternoon. But then, you have when you have a great day on the road, and it's like 5 or 6 p.m., you're like,
I don't
this is awesome.
Do
I want to go. I want to have a nice dinner, and I want to go to bed at like 10. And then you're like, ugh, I have to.
You have to entertain the masses.
I have to do stand-up. But but that club was fucking awesome, Comedy on State. So that's the one club you're like, fuck, I don't even care. Mm-hmm. I love doing this shit no matter what.
Did you also go to Comedy on My Face?
And wow. Comedy on, I did.
And everyone did that to you?
No, no, no. I went to Comedy on Your Face.
Ladies and gentlemen, he
I
already
busted
answered.
On your face.
He already answered yesterday.
You said on my face. You he, said
that's the name
in
of the
quotations,
venue,
my
and
face.
And the person that performs there is the one whose face.
No. It's the venue where people come on your face.
How about
face
you don't, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty Jones.
What's up with Seth Green?
I don't know.
Did he ever
on the show?
Did his dick ever get leaked in like a fappening situation?
We should have Seth Green and Beetlejuice.
Hopefully.
Folks, we got Seth Green and Beetlejuice.
We should make them celebrity box.
That would be awesome.
Mm. Yeah.
Celebrity fuck.
Celebrity fuck.
Cometown celebrity fuck.
That would be cool.
We should do that. And we should just hire somebody that's really good at After Effects to make fakes of celebrities. And we, you know, you narrate it
like
celebrity
deathmatch.
Yeah. But it's celebrity.
Wow, look at his cock.
Look at his cock.
It looks awesome and juicy, is what Adam just told me.
And it's Alec Baldwin putting a gun in that woman's vagina.
No, it's not that.
It's that. Hey, look, I'm Donald Trump. Look, I'm Donald Trump. And he's blown her back out, literally.
You don't think he's going to go to jail at all?
Why would he go to jail?
It's the prop master's fault. It's negligence.
He killed somebody, dude, with a fake gun.
Yeah, but
between
he's,
takes.
Think about the amount of like harm he's offset with his impressions on SNL. Yeah,
that is true.
He
you're
saved
right.
lives, literally.
You're right. You're right. You're
he
right.
saved millions of
that's
lives
a great
in the
point.
Pandemic.
There is the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
And the good ass impression is mightier than even the pen. Mm-hmm. The good ass motherfucking impression that wasn't just a really shitty version of Anthony Atumiak's impression.
Mm. Anthony Animaniac.
The new guy is good.
Yeah, he's really good.
Maybe that's why he was trying to act out, get some attention.
Oh, yeah. SNL hiring a Trump guy. So the blood is in Lauren, on Lauren's hands.
Because that guy, James, whatever his name is.
James, yes. I don't know. He's funny.
James
shit.
Earl.
James Earl Ray. Ray.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, that's probably who did it. It's his fault.
Yeah, he's feeling sad that he got that he got shunned.
Yeah.
That he got shut out by Lauren.
And so Alec had
there was
to,
like a resurgence of, because I guess they put Mel Gibson in the latest John Wick. There's been a resurgence.
Oh, shit,
of,
hell yeah.
Which initially starts this string of tweets that are like, this proves cancel culture isn't real. And then all the same people are like trying to get Mel
trying
Gibson
to get
fired.
It canceled,
And so Mel Gibson's like the string of, you know, I mean, basically the... His greatest hits, essentially.
It comes out, yeah.
The
pack of
email or voicemail or whatever. And,
yeah.
You know,
a
all the
pack.
Other. Yeah.
Dude, pack.
Right. It's so funny. It's which
pack.
Is, it, pack is worse than the N word.
Pack
it's like
is
animals.
So much worse, dude.
They're like, they're just like wandering around in Tarzan clothes. Like, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. They just like see a woman and rape her.
Fucking pack.
Yeah, <I'm> like,
what did he say? About, and then he said a bunch of shit about Jews, right?
Yeah, he did. Well, his dad is a Holocaust denier, and there's like an interview with, I guess, like Katie Couric or something.
And his dad was like alive, just straight up during it too, right?
Yeah,
like his dad must have been like just like 20 during. But,
yeah, but he was in Australia.
What he says is like totally reasonable. She's like, "Well, you can, like denounce your father." He's like, "It's my dad." He's like, "Leave it alone."
Yeah.
Just fucking leave it alone.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to get on TV and shit on my own fucking dad. I don't care what his opinions are.
Right.
But, you know, they just can't leave it alone. Drive him to drink. Drive him to drink and drive. And then he's just trying to get some fucking seclusion up on the PCH. And guess who pulls him over?
A bunch of Jew cops.
And they're like, to find this 85 cents.
You know how fast you were going.
Yeah. But anyway, so there was some...
why don't you tell me
who
why
is he playing
I pulled
in the
you
John
over?
Wick? Because if he's playing the villain, that's awesome. Like, Mel Gibson with his, like, little fucking weird facial hair looks real evil.
Have you
days.
Seen that movie Dragged Across Concrete that he was in recently?
No.
It's really sick.
What's it about?
It's this guy Craig Zoller, who made Bone Tomahawk.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
And he made that other one.
Yeah, it's just like
Block
a police...
99.
It's like he beats up...
He beats up a lot of black people. Yeah. He does. He plays a racist cop, which means that it's a racist movie if a character is a racist. We all know that. If a movie character is a racist.
Well.
But no, yeah, it's about these guys that...
Shh, Adam. It's already been 14 seconds.